His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki, His Gan Founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jaya Vishnupada Paramahamsa Brahmacharya Acharya Shota Shota Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Prabhupada Ki, Namesake Aho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Guru Gopinath Shyamakum Rakham Giri Govardhan Ki, Maipur Dham Ki, Vrindavan Dham Ki, Muramanvedi Dham Ki, Ananti Goti Vaishna Vrinda Ki, Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 11, entitled The Beta Kirtan Pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Texts 64 through 77. So we'll chant the verses together until we get to 77, and then we'll chant responsibly. Pache Prabhu Vanikata Aravakapta Dhamma Dhoda Haite Bhakta Se Pavani Vedhama. The devotees found the Lord came to his presence and requested him to return to Puri. They submitted that the devotees from Bengal were coming to Purushottama Kshetra. Text 65. Sarvadhamo nirachara arva padu vana Prabhu arva rajatani karuni magiya. In this way, Sarvadhamo Bhattacharya brought Lord Chaitanya back to Jagannath Puri. He then went to King Prataparudra and informed him of the Lord's arrival. At this time, Gopinath Acharya came there while Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was with King Prataparudra. Being a Brahmin, he offered his benediction to the king and addressed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as follows. Gaura haite Vaishnava Sitchena Guri Sata Mahaparuya Bhakta Sava Mahamagavata. About 200 devotees are coming from Bengal. All of them are greatly advanced devotees and specifically devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 68. Narendra Asiya Sabe Haila Vidyamana Hansabhaya Chahivasa Prasada Samadhana. All of them have already arrived on the bank of Lake Narendra and are waiting there. I desire residential quarters and prasad arrangements for them. Text 69. Purport. Narendra is a small lake still existing in Jagannath Puri, where the Chandana Yatra festival takes place. Up to the present date, all the Bengali devotees who visit Jagannath temple first take their bath in the lake. There they wash their hands and feet before entering the temple. Text 69. Raja kahe padi chake ami adya viva. Vasa adu ye chahiye padicha sabadiva. The king replied, I shall give orders to the attendant in the temple. He will arrange for everyone's residential quarters and prasad as you desire.
Mahaprabhu ganayata ava gauda haipu hattachaya eke eke dekaha amate.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please show me, one after another, all of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees who are coming from Bengal.
Bhakti kahe atalikaya kara arahana Gopi nata chine sabai kaude darsana.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested the king, go up on the roof of the palace. Gopinath Acharya knows every one of the devotees. He will identify them for you.
Ami kaho nahi chini chini te manahara Gopinath Acharya sabare kade poicha.
Actually, I do not know any of them, although I have a desire to know them. Since Gopinath Acharya knows them all, he will give you their names.
Eta bali tina jana atavi kaya chadiva hina kale vaishnava sara nikate aula
After Sarvabhauma said this, he went up to the top of the palace with the king and Gopinathacharya. At this time, all the Vaishnava devotees from Bengal drew closer to the palace.
Tamodara Swarupa Govinda Dvijana Nala Prasada Lanayaya Vaishnava Vana.
Swarup Damodara and Govinda, taking the flower garlands and prasad of Lord Jagannath, proceeded to where all the Vaishnavas were standing.
Pratamite Mahaprabhu Pathara Dunahare Raja Kahe Edui Kunchi Maha Amare.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first sent them both in advance. The king inquired, "Who are these two? Please let me know their identity."
Bhattacharya kahe e swarup damodara mahaprabhu ahaya inha dvitiya kalabhava.
Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, "Here is Swarup Damodara, who is practically the second expansion of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So we'll chant, this is text 77, we'll chant responsibly.
Dvitiya Govinda Pritya Iham Donhadiya.
Dvitiya Govinda Pritya Iham
Donhadiya. Mala Pata Mochina Prabhu Gaurava Kariya.
Mala Pata
Dvitiya Govinda Pritya Iham Donhadiya. Mala Pantana China Prabhu Gaurava Kariya. Dvitiya Govinda Pritya Iham Donhadiya. Mala Pantana China Prabhu Gaurava Kariya.
Vidya
Govinda Vritya Ihano Adhya. Vidya
Govinda Vritya Ihano Adhya.
Ladies, anyone? Dvitiya.
Dvitiya.
The second.
Second.
Govinda.
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 Dvitiya.
Dvitiya.
Personal servant.
Iham,
here.
Here.
Donha Diya. Through these two persons.
Mala,
flower garlands.
Patanachina,
has sent.
Prabhu,
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Gaurava Kriya,
giving much honor. Translation. The second person is Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's personal servant. The Lord has sent garlands and remnants of Lord Jagannath's food with these two persons simply to honor the devotees from Bengal. So let's read it together. The second person is Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's personal servant. The Lord has sent garlands and remnants of Lord Jagannath's food with these two persons simply to honor the devotees among
God.
So in this pastime, we're seeing that King Pratap Rudra is is basically hankering for some time for the moment when he's going to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally. And initially, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya specifically, when he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and tried to make an arrangement for him to see the king, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, you know, if you ask me this again, I'm going to leave Puri. And when King Pratap Rudra heard this, it crushed him, and he lamented. And he was just reflecting on how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that even dacoits like Jagai and Marai have gotten his personal association, and so many sinners, and he couldn't see how it seemingly so many sinners could have the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even everyone except for himself, everyone except for King, or he said Maharaj Pratap Rudra. And so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had an idea. During the Rathayatra festival, he knew that the Lord would dance before Lord Jagannath, and afterwards he would go to a garden. And so he suggested that King Pratap Rudra meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this garden without the dress of a king and read the 5 chapters in Srimad Bhagavatam where Krishna is dancing with the gopis. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will see what a great devotee he is and will embrace him. Well, during the Snanatra festival, Mahaprabhu was there having darshan of Lord Jagannath getting bathed. And when Lord Jagannath was taken away after bathing, Mahaprabhu felt separation from Lord Jagannath, so much so that he left Puri. And the devotees were coming from Bengal to Puri, and so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and some devotees approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "These devotees are coming from Bengal to see you." And so in this way, they got Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come back to Puri. And that's where these set of verses begins. So as the devotees are coming from Bengal, King Pratap Rudra wants to know who they are. And so they go up on the roof with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, doesn't know each name personally, so he asks Gopinath Acharya to show King Pratap Rudra each devotee and their name. And King Pratap Rudra makes arrangements for these devotees to have a place to stay and also to have prasadam. And then also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sends his 2 most personal associates, Swarup Damodar, a very intimate friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Govinda, who is one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's godbrothers, to these devotees to bring them Mahaprasadam and also Mahagarlands. And so, text 77. The second person is Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's personal servant. The Lord has sent garlands and remnants of Lord Jagannath's food with these 2 persons simply to honor the devotees of Bengal. And so I thought it was very nice that these verses were collected the way they were, because they really fit nicely together to show that there's really no greater service than to serve the Lord's devotees, than to care for the Lord's devotees. And the examples are given both of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally caring for the devotees by sending Mahaprasadam and Mahagarlands to the devotees, but also the devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, King Pratap Rudra, also facilitating the devotee's stay in Puri by providing them with shelter and also providing them with prasadam. And I thought, well, if this is such a great, you know, great service to care for the Lord's devotees, how can I recognize that I've been cared for by the Lord's devotees? In what way have I been cared for by the Lord's devotees? And in what way can I also provide care for the Lord's devotees? And so I thought about some of the first few relationships I developed in Krishna consciousness, and one of the things, even before I can recall any specific devotees that I met, I felt in general that there was this interest about me, and not so much initially an interest about, I guess one could say, convert me, but just an interest, a care for me. And this is what one of the things that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya tells to King Prataparudra, that, you know, King Prataparudra is in so much distress that he says, well, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so determined not to see me, then I'm going to be determined to leave my body. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says that it is that determination that will allow you to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because the Lord can only be approached by love. And so I felt that this care coming from the devotees, it's the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but at the time I didn't know this, but I did experience a feeling of love. And I remember a conversation where a devotee asked me, one of the first things I remember of the conversation was them asking me, what's my relationship like with God? What's my understanding of God? And so I spouted off some New Age, you know, quotes from some books I had read that God is love, and basically a bunch of impersonalism. And I feel like I could have been destroyed right there on the spot philosophically. I mean, I didn't really have a leg to stand on. And yet this devotee was so patient with me to hear me out and to just get to know me, get to know who I was and what my desires were, what was important to me, and where I was at spiritually. And that's one of the first things that attracted me to Krishna consciousness. Sometimes it's hard to do outreach like that, but I find that that's the most powerful outreach, to just care for other people. Sometimes when you're doing Harinam and distributing flyers, you know, it's very easy to say, you know, here, look, Krishna's God, it says it right here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When I first came to Krishna consciousness, I didn't even know. I mean, I was just coming for prasadam. I really had no clue who Krishna was. I didn't even know what the Bhagavad Gita was. And so what attracted me was not, you know, the Bhagavad Gita or, you know, Krishna per se. It was just this loving exchange that I saw between the devotees, and also that I became, that they included me in, that I became a part of. And that's the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now I realize that I was feeling. It's what keeps me in Krishna consciousness. It's the love of the devotees. And so one of the other ways I experienced the care of the devotees was through prasadam distribution. At the time I was just coming and, you know, paying for prasadam, and sometimes I would even come and bring my own lunch, which wasn't prasadam and it wasn't even vegetarian. But I also knew that the devotees were so sensitive to you know, non-violence, that, you know, what I was bringing for lunch, I started to realize that it was like wrong. And I would eat my own lunch under some tree, like far away, so no one would see me. And then I would later come and sit on the blanket and chant Hare Krishna with the devotees. And after so much time of taking prasadam, then I started to explore a little bit and go to some programs. And I probably stolen so much prasadam in my life that I feel like I really had a lot of prasadam distribution to do myself to kind of try to make up for that. But this selfless, just, you know, unconditional love of just, you know, not just feeding others vegetarian food, but prasadam, and to see that this is non-different from Krishna, and to see that that's how the devotees, to see that prasadam is non-different from Krishna by the relationship of the devotees with Krishna and with prasadam, really was another thing that attracted me to Krishna consciousness and made me feel loved and cared for. At some point I was at a home program, and I met Radhanath Maharaj for the first time, and I kind of knew he was going to be at this program, and I had read his book, and I didn't know really what to say to him. I thought maybe I would come across him, but I was so fearful of, like, what could I say to this person, you know? He's so wonderful, he's done so much service, and he's so knowledgeable, and I really appreciated his book, and I can relate to it on many levels. I somehow found out that he had inspired this hospital in Mumbai, on Mira Road, the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And so, being a physician, I thought, wow, this is something I could ask him about. So when I met him, that was one of the things that I had asked him about, and he invited me there, and he just said, yeah, why don't you come and visit? And I felt like he sincerely meant it. So about 6 months later, I went to Mumbai, and I'd really never been off of North America before. And I've been to a third world country a few times, Costa Rica, and experienced a different culture and a different language, but I can't really compare India to Costa Rica. And so Ramath Maharaj had arranged for my care while I was there for 2 weeks. And, you know, I got picked up, I had a place to stay, I immediately had friends, and I was just immediately engaged in Krishna consciousness. And I, at the time, I may not have been so fixed in Krishna consciousness. I was still quite new. But I immediately felt like part of a family. And there's so many people that come to visit the temple and try to get Maharaj's association. And for a person like that, that every time they see you, you feel like it's just the two of you, really touched me. Because I just didn't really feel like anyone was so important in India. In my own life, I usually feel quite important. But when I was in India, I really felt like just totally overwhelmed by the experience. But he made me feel like it was just he and I, and the devotees in Chaupati. I mean, he just immediately befriended me. And so when I saw this hospital, I realized that this is a great example of caring for others in a way that kind of dovetails taking care of someone's material needs, but also their spiritual needs at the same time, both. And I spoke to some of the patients there. I actually did an observership, and many of the patients obviously are from other faiths, and I asked them, why do you come to this hospital? And they were having the same experience I was, because they felt cared for. And so they felt cared for so much that the faith of the devotees that were taking care of them, they became curious, and it touched them, and they became attracted in one way or another to Krishna. Mm-hmm. And so taking care of, so devotee care, so there's material needs that we all require, and there's also spiritual needs. And in general, the temple will provide for the spiritual needs of the community. But sometimes also there's some overlap where the material needs are also met. One program that inspires me is whenever I hear Mother Muthiah talking about the woofers, and she just like lights up, and I think that's such a nice program that these generates youth come and stay at the temple to do service, and they get shelter, they get material shelter, but they also get spiritual shelter. But it's not the primary reason they're here. They're here today because they want to do service and organic farming. But just like being in that hospital, in the Bhaktivedanta hospital, just by the nature of experiencing the love of the devotees, they become, many of them become attracted to Krishna consciousness, and they may not all become devotees, but they, I'm sure that they take something away from that experience that helps them to remember Krishna. There's another program that Dvaitacharya Prabhu in the community is trying to spearhead and is collaborating with the Alachua Temple to provide a retirement community for devotees, which I think is really takes, it's taken a huge commitment, but also a lot of foresight and a lot of vision to see that that's something that's quite important and necessary. So, how have we been cared for by devotees? These set of verses, has anyone had any experiences that they come to mind that they'd like to share about being cared for by devotees and how that's made them feel, or something perhaps that they've, experience they've had caring for other devotees that's also comes to mind?
And I started communicating with him before he came. I was his teacher in Vrindavan. And after the second class, the class ended at 6:30 in the evening. It was his nectar of instruction. And he wanted to speak with me. So he came to the room I was staying in, and we were up until 10:30 at night. It was just like laying all out. And so over the years, and it's now been probably, I think about 8 years, where he has regularly consulted with me, and now he's in charge of the Bhaktivedanta courses in Mayapur has taken a like very quite a leading role in the Mayapur Institute. What I've experienced from giving that cure is just a deep satisfaction. Something that is clear to me, and I have to, sometimes I have to really go out of my deal with these challenges, and it took a lot of time and energy, but I always felt a tremendous reciprocation from Krishna. Oftentimes I'd end a phone call, you know, all these challenges, you know, but then with that kind of an anxiety, mental disturbance that sometimes comes with counseling or mentoring someone, there is also a lot of transcendental bliss, which in the Krishna is pleased by that endeavor. But what I find is that sometimes I wouldn't have direct contact with them, I'd be more in the background administrating, but they would get so much benefit from coming to the Dharam and studying Prabhupada's books and the Sangha of other devotees, leadership of a senior advanced devotee and teachers. So that was always very gratifying. Trying to do something like this here, isn't it? But
well, thanks for sharing that. I think that brings up a very good point about devotee care, is that, you know, one of the loving exchanges is to reveal one's mind and confidence, and to hear one reveal their mind and confidence. And so providing counsel or instruction for newer devotees, I mean, sometimes we may not really feel qualified to say much or to do such counseling, but actually we are qualified because of Srila Prabhupada and because of Prabhupada's books, that we have something to share with others that are more junior to us. And if we have that opportunity to have that type of relationship to give shiksha, I think that's a very important way to care for other devotees in their Krishna consciousness. Thank you for sharing that.
I was just curious, Prabhu, when you came to Krishna consciousness, was it Krishna knowledge? Was that your first contact?
So, if anyone heard my class from a few weeks back, my first contact was a brahmachari, Shiva Brahmachari in Saffron, who gave me a book when I was a lifeguard from New York in like 2001. It was a journey of self-discovery. I still have it. It has his name on it. I'm still trying to find this devotee.
What's his name?
I think it says Ariha.
Ariha.
Is it so it's okay. That's very nice. I'd like to meet him again. But then when I moved to Gainesville for something that was medically related, someone brought me to Krishna Lunch and basically kind of deposited me there and never came back again. And that's how I met the devotees again.
Okay, then you said that you were touched by their warmness and their love. And I was just curious, who was that? I mean, it's inspirational for me because I hear other stories too of devotees that weren't treated with love and they didn't pay any attention to what you said and they went away going, those people are self-absorbed. You know, I've heard that before. So when I hear a devotee say, what really got me was how kind the devotees were, I'm like, wow, that's inspiration. It's unique. And I was just curious, somebody local here that we should all try to get association with?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think devotees who are close to me know, you know, that I have a relationship with Adi Karta Prabhu, and he was one of the devotees that was doing Harinam there like pretty much every day. And the fact that he's like a fixture there for me was really what I needed, this like consistency. You know, like whenever I wouldn't go to Krishna Lunch all the time, but whenever I went, like he was there doing Harinam, and I was so attracted to his kirtan. And then we would sit on the blanket, and Jai Hari was there, who now I believe is in Denver. And, you know, Kalapanda Prabhu was there at the lunch, meeting students. And Nathan, who I believe has stayed here before, he was also one of the first devotees that I met. So yeah, those are my memories, just doing kirtan.
So now Adikarta distributes books for years and years, but he's really into follow-up, and he's really into bringing people to the temple after he sells them a book. So yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, they had a program at the Krishna House, I think it was on Wednesdays, and then he would give class, and we would read all the verses in one chapter, just the English. And then we'd have a discussion, and then we'd cheer and bring prasadam. And I was like, that was the first time I think I had had paneer ever. Because Mother Ruchira's, you know, paneer subjis. Yeah, I look forward to that every week.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing your experiences. So, some shlokas in the fifth canto that talk about devotee care. Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 2. One can attain the path of liberation from material bondage only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are impersonalists and devotees. Whether one wants to merge into the world's existence or wants to associate with the personality of Godhead, one should render service to the Mahatmas. For those who are not interested in such activities, who associate with people fond of women and sex, the path to hell is wide open. The Mahatmas are equally poised. They do not see any difference between one living entity and another. They are very peaceful and are fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of anger, and they work for the benefit of everyone. They do not behave in any abominable way. Such people are known as Mahatmas. Yeah, so I struggled with that when I first came to Krishna consciousness. You know, this personalism versus impersonalism, and rather than being crushed philosophically, I felt that the devotees appreciated the fact that what the similarity was, that I was looking for Krishna, but I at the time was looking for him in very impersonal ways. And the amount of patience that I really feel like it takes to give your association to an impersonalist and hear all of this impersonalism, it really takes a lot of care to love someone when you may not be able, when you feel like there's more to give them, but they're just not ready to accept it. But I feel like that patience and that caring and that listening, you know, empathetic listening, was indispensable for me. This is another shloka from Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 11. By associating with persons for whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, is the all-in-all, one can hear of his powerful activities and soon come to understand them. The activities of Mukunda are so potent that simply by hearing of them, one immediately associates with the Lord. For a person who constantly and very eagerly hears narrations of the Lord's powerful activities, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead in the form of sound vibrations, enters within the heart and cleanses it of all contamination. On the other hand, although bathing in the Ganges diminishes bodily contaminations and infections, this process and the process of visiting holy places can cleanse the heart only after a long time. Therefore, who is the same man who will not associate with devotees to quickly perfect his life? So, just by associating with the devotees and just hearing it from them, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, I became attracted to Krishna consciousness. It was the relationships, but then also being in the association of devotees and hearing what devotees talk about Krishna. That's what attracted me to Krishna. So, and there's very expert book distributors. They'll not have to say much to really get a person to take a book. That's one of the things I've learned. I mean, I've not done a lot of book distribution in the way of going out on the streets, but the book distribution I have done made me realize this, that while I'm going about this all wrong, I'm just trying to preach to these people, and they're not really receptive to that. But if they can be attracted to, if they can relate in such a way that they'll just take a book and then have the book and later read the book, that will bring them to Krishna consciousness. It's not so much how convinced I can make them that Krishna is God. But it's just that if they can relate and see some importance in this book and take the book and read it, that will bring them to Krishna consciousness. Nashta Prayeshya Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhagavati Naishtaki. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So how can we do, what are the different ways that we can do devotee care, that we can care for other devotees? The most important service is caring for devotees. What does that look like? Well, first and foremost, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to take care of our bodies, and we need to take care of our Krishna consciousness by practicing sadhana. Because otherwise we won't really have anything to give. And I think that can be an immature mistake to think that, you know, we can just forget ourselves and our bodies and basically lose ourselves in whatever service we're doing. But really we find ourselves in service. We don't lose ourselves because we're personalizing. We want to find our relationship. We want to rekindle our relationship with Krishna and realize that. And so we have to take care of ourselves. In a sense, that's the selfish part of Krishna consciousness, is focusing on ourselves in such a way that so that we can do service. Waking up early, taking care of the body, chanting Hare Krishna, you know, cleansing the body, taking care of Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasadam. And in this way, by chanting japa, we will gain the realizations that we can share with others and attract them to Krishna consciousness. So first we have to take care of ourselves and our Krishna consciousness. And then we can do Sankirtan. And caring for someone else in the deepest way means to care for their Krishna consciousness and to connect with them in a spiritual way. So sharing Krishna with them in whatever way, whatever opportunities we have. Whatever skills or whatever talents we have, using that in the service of Krishna. Prasadam distribution, I mean, this is something that I think is a very simple way to care for others, and it can be as easy as, you know, like the other day at my job, there was a breakfast for someone had been sick, a nurse had been sick, and she came back to work, and so they you know, sent out the sheet to everyone, and, you know, write what you're going to bring down for breakfast. I usually make khichdi because it's quick and easy. I know how to do it. It tastes good. People don't really know what that is. And so they're kind of like, wow, this is neat. This is like something different. So I'd always put khichdi on the form there. And after a while, no one could pronounce it. And they would say, what is this? What, you know, they wanted to know about it. So I'd make prasadam and I'd bring it. And now they know that, you know, oftentimes I bring khichdi and they like it. So it's very easy and not much has to be said, but they can become attracted to Krishna through khichdi. And it builds relationships distributing prasadam because my colleagues know that there's something maybe a little bit different about me. And they ask about that. So I don't really have to preach to them. They inquire on their own just by being caring. Empathetic listening. This is important. I think John Ashmi Prabhu had mentioned empathetic listening and sharing his experience. This is a great way to care for devotees, and all it requires is for us to listen. It doesn't require anything outside of ourselves, and sometimes it's the hardest thing to do. But we could be the richest person, or we could be the poorest person, and we can still be an empathetic listener. And this is one way that devotees experience love. This is one of the loving exchanges, one of the four loving exchanges. And so communication is very important, because to communicate with someone, we have to actually not be thinking about ourselves. And so to care for someone else, we have to learn how to be a good listener. And a lot of times what that looks like is, just like I shared earlier, is we need to understand what about other people and where they're coming from. And so we can ask questions. The person who asks questions is the person who leads the conversation. So this is a wonderful way to preach. Just get to know someone by asking questions. And when that person feels that you understand them, they will feel like you love them. And then something remarkable happens. They'll start asking about you. And that's your opportunity to share Krishna with them. And it's that relationship that you build by being a good listener, that's the best form of preaching, I found, in Krishna consciousness. Charity. So caring for others through charity. I'd just like to mention some devotees in the community, Ananda Vardini and Sri Hari. They inspired me in such a way because of this the food pantry that they had started for devotee care, and I thought that's wonderful to do that for the community. I think it's something that's remarkable because it's needed, but at the same time, it really takes a lot of dedication and sacrifice to set something up like that. There's so many ways we can do charity. I think usually when I hear charity, I just think of, Lakshmi. And for many people, that's the easiest and quickest way to do charity, but we can also offer our talents in charity in one way or another. And then hospitality. Hospitality is also another easy way to care for devotees. And again, it doesn't really take much materially to be hospitable. It takes time, it takes patience, and it takes a willingness to be a good listener. And then the Sunday feast. I think the Sunday feast is a wonderful place to both experience devotee care, but also provide devotee care, because there are many new people that come to the Sunday feast for the first time, and this is their first experience of Krishna consciousness. And I think it's a great opportunity to meet someone who's actually at the temple and interested in Krishna, compared to the difficulty it is, to meet someone on the street and try to attract them that way. But these people have actually come here, and they are curious. And so I feel like these people should, that come to visit us, should always, that we should try to be loving and caring to them, to, you know, as best we can. If we see someone new, we should, you know, meet them and ask about them and ask about how they came to the Alachua temple. So I'll just end at this point, you know, in this shlokas we see how important devotee care is to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He sends his two most personal servants to bring Mahaprasad and Mahagarams to the devotees visiting from Bengal. And his devotee, King Prataparudra, similarly makes sure that the devotees have both their material and spiritual necessities accounted for. And I think that this is what Krishna consciousness is about. It's about loving relationships with Krishna, but also first and foremost with his devotees. And then if we try to cultivate those relationships in our own lives and in our own homes, outside of our homes, in the community at large, with friends, family, with strangers, and also within the temple community, that our lives will be transformed. So I'll end there. Any questions or comments?
I don't know.
Thank you.
One thing interesting about empathetic listening, I discovered when I was helping to staff some personal growth seminars. My personal conversation, when I was to practice this or help the other person come out with whatever they were dealing with, was very nervous or anxious that I wouldn't, you know, be able to say anything to help. I was, you know, still in my own thoughts. But as soon as I surrendered and was present with their own story, with whatever they needed to speak, I found myself inspired to give some reflective feedback or ask a question that helped them come out more. I didn't have to worry about gathering my own thoughts and thinking about what to say, and then know I would miss what they were, you know, gathering. So that's interesting.
Yes, thanks for sharing that. Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki.
Jai.
Sri Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Gaura Premanandi. Hari Bol.